HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for festival, event, and Colorado travel information. Last week, I was in Steamboat Springs and took a guided history tour of the town hosted by the Tread of Pioneers Museum. I thought I knew quite a bit about Steamboat Springs until I took this tour, and I highly recommend checking it out on your next trip to the boat. The journey took us by one of the most haunted houses in Steamboat Springs. It was built in 1904 and is located at 9th and Oak in downtown. It is said to be haunted by the benevolent ghost of Laura Monson. Aunt Laura, as she is called, knocks on doors, turns on radios, and rocks rocking chairs. Her activities have been well documented by upstanding citizens of the town. The building now houses a law firm and several nonprofits. This tour got me thinking of my own ghostly experiences, and with Halloween just around the corner, I thought I'd share them here. I'm not a big believer in ghosts, however, I don't discount the existence of another world or dimension that may sometimes get a little mixed up with ours. Plus, I have a great imagination. My first official paranormal experience was in college. I lived with 17 roommates in a huge Victorian home in Bellingham, Washington. We each rented out a room in this massive mansion. Now, I'm not convinced that I saw a ghost while living in this house. I may have simply been dreaming, but several times I awoke to find ghostly figures walking, or rather, floating through my room. Oddly, I never felt any fear on these occasions, and I found out later that other students in the house had had similar experiences, although one of the gals was super spooked about her encounter. My last experience isn't quite so vivid, but occurred here in Colorado. While staying at the Hotel Colorado in Glenwood Springs, I woke up in the middle of the night because it felt as though someone was sitting on the end of the bed. I lay there, terrified, listening to the grunts and groans of the old hotel. Every building makes noise. The older it is, the more noise it seems to make. But these noises are especially frightening when it feels like a ghost may be taking a midnight break on the end of your bed. This was before I learned that the Hotel Colorado is believed to be very haunted. In fact, there are multiple ghosts said to be roaming the halls and grounds. One is a little girl dressed in Victorian garb, and she's often seen outside playing with a ball. Built in 1893, the Hotel Colorado has a rich history. It was modeled after a Medici palace outside of Rome and adds beauty and glamour to downtown Glenwood Springs. Presidents and celebrities have stayed there, and during World War II, the Navy leased the hotel and converted it into a hospital for injured soldiers. The basement was turned into a morgue and crematorium during this time. I've stayed at Hotel Colorado on several occasions, and thankfully have only had one ghostly experience. Despite this possible brush with the other side, I still highly recommend a stay at this historic hotel in Glenwood Springs. I didn't have a ghost encounter at the Hand Hotel, but I do have a story about my stay there. The Hand Hotel Bed and Breakfast, located in Fairplay, Colorado, is a unique establishment where you have a very high likelihood of running into a ghost or two, and here's why. When I asked the proprietors about ghosts, they informed me that every room is haunted, including the kitchen, where two young sisters are said to cause all sorts of mischief. I had no desire to hear about the ghosts who lived in the room we had booked for the weekend, but I'd learned that Grandma Han's room, directly across from ours, has a rocking chair that rocks frequently all by itself. Since no one was in the room during our stay, the door remained open, so whenever I had to pass by, I would run and look the other way. I had no desire to see the ghost of Grandma Han rocking that chair. So there you have it. A couple ghost stories from the mayor of HeidiTown. If you've got a ghost story to share, let me know about it by leaving a comment at HeidiTown.com or a note at Facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB. For those of you with kiddos, remember, Tiny Tots Halloween Downtown is Wednesday, October 31st, starting at 10 a.m. in Fort Collins. Meet at Old Town Square near the fountain and walk through downtown for the kids to get candy from merchants along College, Walnut, and Linden. The parade ends with a monster mash party at Sunset Event Center. This event is designed for preschool-aged children. Learn more at downtownfortcollins.com. I'm out of time this week. Until next time, I'll see you on HeidiTown.com.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.